first payment to insurance carriers for the state's private option plan, which uses federal Medicaid funds to purchase private insurance, is being sent today. Jacob Kaufman from our content partner KUAR was at yesterday's meeting of state legislators evaluating the plan's rollout.
Members of the Public Health, Welfare, and Labor Committees met to get the most recent updates on the insurance program designed to provide coverage to nearly 250,000 low-income residents. These updates and continued questions are being pursued in the lead-up to the legislature's decision next month on whether or not to reauthorize funds for the program. State health officials said cost projections are on track so far. Republican Charlotte Douglas of ALMA asked Andy Allison of DHS about the private option's effect on cost throughout the insurance marketplace.
So you would anticipate that possibly our actuaries, after we get all this in and we have a younger population and we feel like they may be healthier, that maybe our premiums will go down?
That's precisely my hope.
Arkansas Surgeon General Joe Thompson followed up on Allison's answer.
It's more than a hope. It's a logical extension of having younger people in the risk pool decreases your health burden and will cause over time you to have less of a death spiral on premium cost, which is what many employers found themselves in before we underwent the payment improvement and the insurance expansion effort that we're in the middle of right now.
Earlier this week, the Arkansas Chamber of Commerce shared a report arguing failing to reauthorize funds for the program would mean an extra burden for businesses, costing between $27 and $40 million. Officials say without the private options coverage, businesses would have to cover those making between 100 and 138% of poverty when the employer mandate of the Affordable Care Act begins in 2015. Republican Jane English of North Little Rock was incredulous businesses would desire to pass the burden.
I find it very hard to believe that business people throughout the state of Arkansas would actually say, I don't want to have to provide insurance and follow those mandates and pay these costs. I would rather have my employees go on the private option so I don't have to pay those costs, which is going to save businesses here in the state of Arkansas $38 million. I find that very hard to believe.
English's colleague from Rogers, Cecile Bledsoe, partially dismissed concerns of business, saying it might be the case the mandate is removed altogether. State health officials, as in the past, are saying they expect and plan around the continuation of most provisions of the Affordable Care Act. As of last report, supporters of the private option are one vote shy of the three-quarters threshold needed to reauthorize funds in the state Senate. Proponents of the plan lost one vote in a special election in Jonesboro, and since then, Republican Missy Irvin of Mountain View has said reductions in compensation to some specialists has made her withdraw her support. Irvin remained quiet yesterday, but Senator Jason Rapert voiced her concerns.
As you know, several members have been surprised by the 15% reduction in payouts to specialist doctors.
Rapert continued, pressing health officials present before the committee.
This is one issue where you know you're losing support, and I encourage you to either fix it or give us some kind of reason that will allay some of our fears.
Surgeon General Thompson responded, saying it's not his place to defend or comment extensively on a carrier's contracting decision with a provider, but in his opinion, it's a step away from fee-for-service models and towards rewarding follow-up care. Throughout the meeting, it was clear state health officials stand by the successes of the private option and the accuracy of their predictions. Most lawmakers aren't contesting figures, but a critical few are expressing continued doubts as the deadline to reauthorize approaches. In Little Rock, I'm Jacob Kaufman.